USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Canadian city of Edmonton was home to many of the victims of the Ukrainian airliner that was shot down this past week by Iran. At a vigil in Edmonton, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will pursue justice and accountability for the victims' family and friends.
While no words can ease the pain, the grief, the outrage, it is my sincere hope that you can find some comfort in knowing that all Canadians stand with you.
In Iran, there are anti-government street protests after their government admitted its mistake. Witnesses say the aircraft exploded after being hit by surface-to-air missiles. The Iranian military said an operator mistook the jetliner for a cruise missile. It happened only hours after Iran launched missiles against the U.S. military forces in Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate. On ABC's This Week, she says she was withholding the articles to make sure the trial was fair.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
It's been a weekend of death and destruction in the South. At last word, at least 12 people have died, and there were 9 reported tornadoes. In northeast Alabama, Lindsay Baker is grateful.
They are alive. They are alive. And that meant everything, because you can get things. You can rebuild and get things, but you can't get that life back.
The National Weather Service says the tornado that claimed 3 lives in Pickens County in western Alabama had winds of at least 130 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two U.S. senators of very different political stripes are united in their support of some new legislation. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee is signing on to a bill sponsored by Vermont Democrat Bernie Sanders that would freeze funding for any military intervention in Iran unless Congress gives its approval. Sanders calls himself a Democratic Socialist, and he's one of the most liberal members of Congress, while Lee is a staunch conservative Republican. Both, however, were upset with the justification the White House gave for killing one of Iran's top generals. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major Boeing supplier in Kansas is laying off thousands of workers because of the 737 MAX production halt. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.